We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this is Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Also brought to you in part by Ford. Visit buyfordnow.com or your local Ford dealer and score a Ford SUV today. Coke Zero Sugar. Zero sugar and refreshingly delicious. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Bud Light, it's for the fans. And by Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Now, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this is Hey Coach.
Roll Tide and welcome to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Roll Tide, everyone. It is good to see each and every one of you. This is Roger Hoover, along with our producer and engineer, Tom Stipe, and we're glad you're with us tonight at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. It's great to have you with us on the first Monday in March. We are so excited that March Madness is almost here, and congratulations to the Alabama Crimson Tide men's basketball team on winning the 2023 SEC regular season championship. Roll Tide. The Crimson Tide will be entering this week's SEC tournament in Nashville as the top seed, and Alabama will begin play on Friday at noon against either Mississippi State or Florida. Today, we also learned some great awards for the Crimson Tide from the SEC office. We'll detail those coming up in our second half hour of the show with Alabama head coach Nate Oates. But first, in our first hour, the focus will be on gymnastics. Ashley Johnston's team is set for the final home meet of the regular season this Friday, hosting Boise State at Coleman Coliseum at 7 p.m. We'll talk to Coach Johnston about what's next for the Crimson Tide, as well as visit with one of our six seniors that will be recognized on senior night, Ella Burgess. So a lot to look forward to tonight as we're with you for the next hour for Hey Coach. Fans also want to remind you to keep up with everything Alabama with the Alabama Crimson Tide mobile app presented by Cadence Bank. It's available at the App Store and Google Play. Download the Alabama Crimson Tide mobile app now for free. You're listening to Hey Coach from Baumhauer's Victory Grill, the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide. Ella Burgess joins us next. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Producing championship quality lumber is not an easy process, but at Everwood Treatment Company, it's our only process. Wood treated right. Everwood is championship quality lumber for decks, outdoor structures, commercial jobs, and more that you can build your reputation on. No rot, no decay, no termites, no problems. Just wood treated right. To locate your local Everwood store, visit EverwoodTreatment.com. Everwood Treatment, official lumber of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Southern homes are particularly vulnerable to termites. In this climate, you need guaranteed protection. You need Cook's Pest Control and Centricon. Termites attack the Centricon stations, exposing themselves to an agent that eliminates their entire colony. Upgrade from old-fashioned liquid service to the proven protection of Centricon and Cook's Pest Control. Call Cook's today for a free evaluation.
Looky, looky, looky.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
You can trust your car to the place with the star to get you to the things you love or travel near and far. With Texaco at your side, life can be a lovely ride. So trust your car to the Texaco star.
When you fill up with Texaco with Tecron, you get unbeatable mileage to help make your adventures bigger than ever. Download the Texaco app to find a station near you.
If you're looking for the best selection in Crimson Tide apparel, look no further than the Soup Store. The Soup Store is every Bama fan's ultimate destination for the hottest gear and accessories, with three great locations around campus to serve you: in Tuscaloosa on campus at the Ferguson Center, on the Strip in front of Bryant-Denny Stadium, and on Bryant Drive. If you can't get to Tuscaloosa, shop the Soup Store online at soupstore.ua.edu. The Soup Store is a proud partner of Alabama Athletics.
This segment of Hey Coach is presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. With zero sugar and refreshingly delicious, is Coca-Cola Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Find out for yourself. Glad to welcome you back to Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. This is Roger Hoover, now joined by Alabama senior gymnast Ella Burgess. Roll Tide, Ella.
Roll Tide.
Everybody fired up to see you tonight and once again at Coleman Coliseum coming up for senior night on Friday against Boise State. And just first of all, can you believe it's time for your senior night here at Alabama?
No, I can't believe it. I mean, it's flown by and it's really bittersweet, but I'm excited for this weekend.
What have you liked the most about this team? What is this team doing well heading into this meet?
I think this team, we just have fun. I mean, every single day in the gym, we go in there and it's exciting and no day's the same. And just going into this weekend, I think we're all together and we're all one. And that's just something that's really special, our bond. You can't really break it.
Well, you guys have had a lot of fun, I know, with Spikeball. Even saw that before the Alabama-LSU meet. Happens at a lot of practice. What has Spikeball meant to this group?
Oh, Spikeball means just about everything to this group. We play for like an hour before practice every day. We play on Sundays. We play before meets. It really just gets us going, gets us warm and hyped before practice or competition. Just makes it kind of a fun environment and takes off the pressure.
Yeah, it really seems like the chemistry is good with this group. And I know a large part of that is, too, thanks to the Vibe Crew. What can you tell us about the Vibe Crew?
Oh, the Vibe Crew. That's something that's new to this year. It's really awesome. We select about 5 people per meet. And it kind of ranges from freshman to senior, and it really gives everybody an opportunity to set the tone for the week. And we will come into practice and have a different theme. So today's theme was dress up as a senior. So people walked in dressed up as me or somebody else. So that was fun. But we kind of pick a dress-up theme for the week or something like that, and then they set the tone for the meet on meet day and kind of give us a little speech and a little something to get us all on the same page. And it's really awesome because it gives everybody an opportunity to speak up and have their voice.
Have you been part of the Vibe crew on a few meets this year?
Yes, I was. I think it was back maybe the second home meet. It was awesome. We just kind of all got together, all spoke about something, and just set the tone for the meet.
That's really good to see. So that's one way this group stays together. But how about the family dinners we've heard about all throughout the season?
Family dinners are my favorite days of the week. Every Sunday we go to Maddie Walgora's house, and we get there at 6, and we bring over food, or she'll cook. She cooked chili one time. Like, it's just really homey. We'll sit there, we'll just be able to eat, whether you're there for 10 minutes or we stay for 2 hours and play spike ball again, or just talk, or watch a meet, or watch back something, and we kind of just can bond outside of the gym, which really allows us to show our chemistry to show up on the floor.
And I'm sure you've heard before in your career, some upperclassmen will tell you, you know, your career is going to go by just like that in an instant. Has it felt that way now that you're in your senior year and now that we're at the final home meet, you have SECs right on deck?
I mean, it has flown by. My freshman year, I was a graduated early freshman, so I got here, and 2 months later, I was sent home for COVID. And then my sophomore year, I was out due to injury, so last year was like my first real season, and now I'm a senior, and this season has flown by even faster. They say time flies when you're having fun, and I think that's exactly what we're doing. So,
you've been having a lot of fun. Now you get to be one of the upperclassmen teaching that to some of the freshmen, the sophomores, the juniors, just amongst the youngsters on this Alabama team. Who's impressed you? Who's had a great year?
I mean, I feel like the first one is Gabby Gladio. She's really just stepped up, and she competes like a veteran out there. And I'd also want to highlight Rachel Rybicki. I mean, she's gone into beam, which is one of the harder events to do under pressure, and she's really owned her spot, and she's really worked hard for that. So, and her as a leader as well, like the way that she looks at the team, it's been really cool to see.
And of course, speaking of the balance beam, you're the leadoff for the balance beam. What's your mindset before you perform?
You know, I think I tell myself, you got this, about 1,000 times before I go up on that beam, but I mean it. Like, I know I got it, and I know I got my team's back, and I just want to start them off strong, and I work on it in practice to keep that consistency, and I just go out there and do it for them.
What has the home environment been like this season, specifically looking back to the last time Alabama was at home against LSU? The Auburn meet for Power Pink also was unreal.
Yeah, the environment this year has been awesome. I mean, we look up when we're on bars for warm-ups, and we see students flooding in, and it's just like, wow, this has never been like that in the past. So it's been really cool. The students have made a huge difference, especially getting them down on the floor a little bit. It's been really cool. I mean, it's just been an environment that it's been like that at other places, and now to have it at home, it really, I can't thank the community enough. It really shows the Bama family.
It really does. So, again, senior night is coming up this week. How many friends and family do you have coming in town to see you once again at Coleman Coliseum?
Yeah, my dad and mom will be there. My brother's coming, which is going to be really exciting because he's never been to a meet in Coleman before, so it'll be his first one. And my grandma, too, she's never been to a Coleman meet, so I'll have them here with me, and it'll be really awesome for them to experience my senior night with me.
We're really excited. What is this team capable of, even looking past what's coming up with Boise State, but on to SECs and then regionals?
I mean, this team is capable of just about anything and everything. We can't close ourselves off to one thing, but when we all are together and on that floor and we combine what we know we can do and what we are capable of doing, it's something special. And I hope everybody can watch it because it's cool to experience, but it's cool to watch it, too.
Absolutely. Hopefully a great run to the NCAA championships coming up for the Crimson Tide. And then after your senior season is complete, what's next for Ella Burgess?
Oh, Lord. Oh.
Sorry to put you on the spot. Yeah.
We'll figure that out soon. I mean, I'm still in the works trying to go in from different things, but kind of just focus on the now right here and right now. So. Yeah.
Well, we'll let you go on this. What have you enjoyed the most about being an Alabama gymnast?
What have I enjoyed the most? I mean, the family, the sisters. I've never had a sister, and I have 17 of them now, and all the people from my other teams, Team 48 and Team 47 and 46, those, like, I have relationships that are going to last me forever. Like, I have people that are going to be at my weddings. Like, that's probably been the most incredible thing. And just looking up to certain people that have brought me into the leadership position that I am now, I can't thank certain leaders on past teams for helping me find that in myself. So.
Well, you're certainly a leader on this team. Ella Burgess, just thank you so much for joining us tonight on Hey Coach, and best of luck coming up on senior night and everything coming up for Alabama Gymnastics. Roll Tide.
Thank you. Roll Tide.
Let's hear it for Ella Burgess, senior gymnast here at the University of Alabama. Make sure you support the Crimson Tide coming up on Friday night at home against Boise State. We'll talk more about that with Coach Johnston coming up in just a moment. Do want to tell you that March Madness is here, and it's time to hoop it up at Baumhauer's with their great slam dunk specials. It's nothing but net with a pound of their world-famous wings for only $9.99, so get those brackets filled out. Head over to Baumhauer's Victory Grill, the true king of wings, and the official watch party location for Alabama Crimson Tide action. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food. We'll continue talking about Alabama gymnastics when we return as Ashley Johnston joins us next. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Chris Jakimic, I served in the United States Air Force and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA, is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. This is Roger Hoover. Now pleased to be joined by the head gymnastics coach at the University of Alabama. Let's give it up for Ashley Johnston. Roll Tide, Coach.
Roll Tide. Good to be here.
It's good to have Alabama Gymnastics back at home Friday against Boise State, as we just talked about with Ella. It's senior night, and even though it's your first year as the head coach of the Crimson Tide, I imagine you have a strong bond with this senior group, especially maybe because it is your first year.
This group of seniors has been incredible. Just the way that they have welcomed me in, really embraced change, and helped lead our team. They've been just phenomenal every single day throughout the year, and so I have definitely an extra connection
connection and appreciation for everything they've done up to this point, leading us throughout this year, and just hoping to really finish this season off on a high.
And we've talked about the chemistry on this group before, and Ella really gave us a taste of that, talking about the Vibe crew, the dinners they have on Sunday nights. That has to mean a lot to you, knowing that your team loves spending time around each other.
It does mean a lot to me, and I really believe that's a difference maker at the end of the day. You know, there's a lot of great teams out there that have top talent, but they don't have that culture and that heart for each other. And so the fact that our team is really connected on a deeper level than just gymnastics, I think that's why they've been able to perform the way they have so far, is in the biggest of moments, you know, when their back's against the wall or they're going through a struggle, they're really able to pivot that energy and turn the page and do great in those moments. And I think that's because what Ella said, like, they have each other's back. They really are there for each other. They're connected. They know how to pull people out of a rut and help them kind of turn the page and finish strong. And that's so important, not just for gymnastics, but for life. You know, and I love that Ella said, you know, she has 17 sisters. And for me, hearing that, it brings me back to my days competing and how it is such a sisterhood. And you get to that point where it's an alumni weekend and you're celebrating all those amazing memories and just having people that have your back, not just during these 4 years, but for the rest of your life. That's something that is so unique and so few people will ever experience. And just one of the really special parts of Alabama gymnastics.
Absolutely, and more good results coming in for the Crimson Tide as Alabama is now ranked number 8 overall, number 3 in the SEC, and I imagine that first number 8, must mean a lot knowing what that could mean down the road.
It is, and this team is incredibly talented, and, you know, up to this point, we've had a lot of great moments, but we haven't necessarily combined all of our scoring potential with all of our consistency, been able to adapt every single time. We haven't quite put all those pieces together, and while I don't think we'll ever have a perfect meet, that's really challenging, almost impossible to ever do, I do think we can get those three areas a little bit more in alignment to capitalize on a certain night and a certain performance. And that's really our goal in these next couple of weeks, is to really peak and to build our scoring potential to be able to prove that we're the best team out there on the competition floor.
Last time we had you on the show, we were previewing the LSU meet, and the Crimson Tide performed really well. We had a great crowd at home. It was Title IX Appreciation Night, Alumni Weekend as well. Just what did that night mean to you and your team?
That night was really special. There were so many amazing things to celebrate. We also had back-to-back 10s for the first time, and that was just an unbelievable feeling as well. And being able to celebrate all of that really helped build our momentum and helped build our camaraderie as a team. And so, you know, we're looking back at that performance, at our meet against Auburn, our meet at the Metroplex meet in Fort Worth, and those competitions really helped equip and prepare this team for those championship scenarios. And that's really what we're walking into in these next few weeks now.
Again, those back-to-back 10s, it really was something to see because you had Luisa Blanco and Lily Hudson on the balance beam back-to-back 10s. LSU even had a couple of 10s that night. But for you, when your team got to celebrate not once but twice and back-to-back in that time frame, what was that like?
Gosh, just exhilarating, you know, to see all of the sweat, the work, the tear, everything that goes into building a performance. You know, nobody else sees that part of it, but it is really hard to flip around on a 4-inch balance beam. And there's a lot of falling that goes on when you're trying to master that level of skill. And so to be able to perform and get a perfect 10 back-to-back times, I mean, it's really just, it's incredible. And, you know, it's not just Louisa and Lily that were so excited, but it was the rest of the team because they could see how hard they had pushed themselves and how they really strived for all of those details and always took the extra turn to have the confidence that they needed to be able to go big in those times that feel like a lot of pressure.
And then Luisa Blanco did it again last week.
She did. She did. And again, in a pressure-filled moment at the end of the meet, finishing on beam. And all of those times, you know, sometimes we might win a meet, sometimes we might lose a meet, but those moments that we win, like, those are the things that we look back on and we carry with us into those championship moments, you know, in SECs and regionals and nationals. It takes all of those little things, and we're not going to be prepared for them unless we go through them in the regular season. So I do feel this team has been through a lot. We've had struggle. We've had great moments. We've had a lot of things go on to really help us prepare to be at our best.
A lot of special moments coming up as well for the Alabama Crimson Tide. We'll talk more about that with Coach Johnston coming up in just a moment. But I do want to tell you the Everwood Performance of the Week goes to Alabama men's basketball. Came back from 17 points down in the second half to defeat the Auburn Tigers in an overtime thriller last Wednesday night. A lot of you were there at Coleman Coliseum. 90-85 was the final score. The victory clinched the 2023 Southeastern Conference regular season title, marking the program's second regular season title in the past three seasons. And that is your Everwood Performance of the Week, brought to you by Everwood Wood Treated Right. More with Coach Johnston coming up next. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
By now, your daily routine is probably a little too routine. Don't you want to change? Don't you want to start playing by your own rules and escape the routine so your fantasy becomes reality? Where every night is an adventure, where new flavors are ready to be tasted, where it feels like you're a winner. Take a chance. Reward yourself. Make your routine anything but routine. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and WindCreekCasino.com.
Hey, Crimson Tide fans, as our state moves to the next chapter, the Alabama Department of Public Health is shifting strategies from emergency response to one that minimizes daily disruption to our lives. COVID-19 vaccines and boosters are widely available to anyone 6 months of age and older should you decide that you need one. Together, we can help to protect each other moving forward. For more information on COVID vaccines and virus prevention, visit alabamapublichealth.gov/COVID-19.
When time matters most, you go with what's tried and true. That's tried and true John Deere equipment and Tri-Green service. Tough chores don't stand a chance with a John Deere 4044M tractor. And right now you can get one with 0% financing. With a 43 horsepower engine, power reverser transmission, and a 10-year powertrain warranty, this John Deere helps you work with confidence day after day. So stop by one of our 29 Alabama and Tennessee locations or visit us online at trygreenequipment.com.
Offer ends January 31, 2023, 0% APR for 60 months, subject to approved credit with John Deere Financial.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At CBNS Bank, we've been into meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans are on point or setting new business goals. Our lineup of commercial loans can help you achieve them. At CBNS Bank, we're proud to sponsor the University of Alabama Athletics and even prouder to take the field or court with you. Visit cbsbank.com today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Andrew, an employee at BASF in Alabama. As a chemical operator, I enjoy working at BASF because I'm allowed to grow and show my potential. Everyone is like family. I actually like coming to work, and safety is the ultimate goal. At BASF, we create chemistry around the world through our people and our products. To join a winning team and a great place to work, visit BASF.US/Alabama. That's BASF.US/Alabama. BASF, we create chemistry.
This segment of Hey Coach is presented by Homewood Suites by Hilton in downtown Tuscaloosa. Make yourself at home and stay in comfort and enjoy the great options of the on-site 205 bar and restaurant. Homewood Suites by Hilton in Tuscaloosa, proud preferred hotel partner of the Crimson Tide. Roger Hoover continuing our conversation with gymnastics head coach Ashley Johnston. And Friday night, last chance to see the Crimson Tide this season at home in Tuscaloosa. What do you hope to see from your gymnasts getting ready throughout the week for Friday night?
Yeah, this is our final opportunity to, you know, get as much as we can out of our lineups, be able to hit our highest scoring potential we possibly can. You know, a big part of what it takes to prepare for postseason is learning how to adapt when things don't go your way. So whether that's equipment, whether that's somebody has a fall, whatever it is, we just need to be able to not let that affect us. And so that's been one of our biggest goals, is just being unfazed, kind of respecting every moment that we're in, but being unfazed by whatever goes wrong in that moment and just moving forward and making the most out of the next opportunity.
The energy inside Coleman Coliseum, we certainly got to see that for the LSU meet. What do you hope it'll be like inside there as we celebrate these great seniors. We know some students may be headed out of town for spring break, but hopefully a lot stick around for Friday night because it is going to be special.
Yeah, Friday night will be incredibly special. Being able to celebrate those six seniors, getting to be able to march out in those intros with their families and just highlight their amazing careers. They deserve it. You know, they really do. They've worked so hard their entire careers, and this is the ultimate moment for them. There's no professional gymnastics league, and so that's what's hard, is that this truly is the last opportunity to really compete on a home field like this. So I really hope that, you know, our fans, our community can show up. I know not everybody is going to be going out of town. I know there'll be some people here, so please come out to Coleman Coliseum. It's going to be a really fun night. We're going to be celebrating Big Al's birthday, so there's going to be a lot of fun festivities, especially for families. So please come out and support our team. You know, they have just been so grateful for everybody's support up to this point, and just really want to be able to send them off and show them really what it's like to be a part of this community. I mean, they've lived it, they've breathed it, but give them one kind of final send-off to just finish on a really high note.
It's the end of the regular season, but it is not the end of the season. Some very important gymnastics will be coming up starting next week. What's the preparation like for the SEC Championships?
Yeah, SEC Championships is just about a week and a half away. We're going to be competing in the night session, which is a big deal. That's part of, you know, how you're ranked in the SEC after final regular season determines if you compete in the morning session or the night session. And so that was a huge win for us to be able to earn an opportunity to compete in the night session, where you have a slightly better chance of coming out with the championship. And so typically as the day goes on, the excitement around the event builds, and that's the time that we want to be a part of it. So we'll be competing at night, and you know, we're hoping for a great turnout. It's in Duluth, Georgia, so not too far down the road, and would love to see as many of our fans as we can.
Absolutely. As the Crimson Tide will get to compete against some of the schools you've seen already this year, I imagine the competitor inside you and all the gymnasts will be ramped up once again on getting another chance against some of these great teams that we've seen in the SEC this year.
Yeah, we've had some great matchups so far. And again, some of them we've come out with wins, and some of them have been close losses. And I'll say that this team is incredibly competitive. And so with every moment that hasn't quite gone our way, it's a little bit of a chip on our shoulder to walk in and be able to show the world that this team is capable. They have what it takes. It's just about getting all the pieces at the right time, at the right place.
And then what can you tell us after that about qualifying for regionals, then the NCAA championships?
So following SECs, our teams will be seeded to be able to go to the regional championship, which there's four locations for regionals. And so depending on where we get seeded, you know, we'll find out where we're actually going to go for regionals that Monday following SECs. And at that point, we're going to put all of our energy into what that's going to look like. It's a two-day tournament, so there's a qualification day at regionals to be able to earn your way into the second day of competition, which is what qualifies you to the national championship in Fort Worth. So we're really excited about that. Again, I think our team is positioned well to have a great next couple of competitions.
You've got to be tremendously proud of the progress that has been made since you got ready for the season and begins in early January to where we are now. This team has taken a lot of steps forward.
Yeah, we've taken a lot of steps forward, not just gymnastically, but I think mentally and emotionally, and that's been a really big emphasis for us is just making sure that we're growing in that way as well, because it's one thing to be a great gymnastics team, but, you know, to really maximize what we're capable of, we've got to be a mentally tough team, we've got to be emotionally resilient, and, you know, gymnastics is hard, and championships are hard, and so we've got to be prepared to walk into those moments and be unfazed, be undeniable, and be able to handle anything that gets thrown our way.
We're really excited for what's coming up for Alabama Gymnastics. Coach Johnson, so much we thank you for being here tonight, and we thank you as well for sending Ella Burgess as well. We had a great time catching up with her, and look forward to celebrating her and the rest of the Crimson Tide on Senior Night. We're Roll Tide. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. Roll Tide.
That's Ashley Johnston, the gymnastics coach here at the University of Alabama. Again, make sure you support Crimson Tide coming up on Friday night when Alabama hosts Boise State at Coleman Coliseum. Hey Coach is presented by Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com to find a local agent for auto, home, and life insurance. Call Alpha. When we come back, we'll have the head coach of the SEC champion Alabama Crimson Tide, Nate Oates, join us next. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
At Red Diamond, we know that there's simply nothing better than the perfect sip of fresh brewed iced tea.
and we've been working hard to make sure choosing Red Diamond is always easy, with only simple ingredients, water, tea leaves, and pure cane sugar, or no sugar. We make sure our tea tastes like, well, tea. Stop by your local cooler and pick up a gallon for a perfect sip today. Red Diamond, perfect's not easy.
Here at Payless Drugs, we continue to be just what the doctor ordered. We know getting the medicine you need is especially important during these unique times. And for your safety and convenience, we offer a drive-through at every location. Plus, we have prescription delivery and contactless pickup at all locations. Now's the time to take care of your immunization needs. Stop by any of our convenient locations today. Just what the doctor
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Miller looking left side on the drive. Stops, cleaner, no, rebounded his own miss. Put back, yes. What effort from Brandon Miller. Stayed with it after the miss. Put it back in. Bama leads again by 5 with 3:33 to go. Chris Stewart on the call of that refreshing Bama highlight. It's presented by Yellowhammer Brewing Company. Brewed locally in Alabama and served to fans all across the Southeast. Glad to welcome you back to Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Tuscaloosa as we continue on Hey Coach. This is Roger Hoover, now joined by the head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide and the SEC champions in 2023, Nate Oates. Roll Tide, Coach.
Thanks, Roger. Roll Tide.
It is special to be a champion once again, two times in the last 3 years. What did last Wednesday mean to you getting to cut down the net, Zach Coleman?
Yeah, it was great. It was a little more special than 2 years ago. 2 years ago, he clinched it on the road at Mississippi State. You know, we had a great welcome, too. I still remember Fluff was had everybody rounded up waiting for us when the bus pulled up, so that was special. But it was nice to do it against Auburn in our own gym in front of our own fans. We got to cut the nets down. There's a lot of people that waited to see it all. So, yeah, I mean, it was special, especially the way we did it. You know, we were down 17 with about 9.5 minutes to go, so our guys showed a ton of fight, a lot of resilience. That is, you know, one of the bigger comeback wins I've ever been associated with. So it was a fun game for sure.
What fueled that comeback, especially in the second half? Because like you mentioned, Auburn was playing well. They're fighting for their life on the NCAA tournament bubble. What went into that comeback for your group?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Quinterly played really well that game. You know, it's particularly in the second half. He kind of helped us come back. But, you know, our defense picked up. I thought a lot of guys stepped up, to be honest with you. But, you know, I mean, we got a little more aggressive. They were up 17, I think, in their minds. They maybe thought they had it. And, you know, I don't want to say they relaxed at all. But, you know, when you made the comeback and cut it single digits, they got a little tighter. And our guys played pretty aggressive. And, you know, we just started making some plays. So, I mean, it was, you know, that was a fun one for sure. I don't know if I can name one particular thing that was big in the comeback, but you know, we had pretty good balance. I mean, Quinterly led us with 24, but then our next leading scorer was three guys tied at 17 points. You know, I think Sears, Brandon, and Clowney all at 17 each. So we had pretty good balance there. They couldn't just focus on, you know, Brandon or Javon or Mark or, you know, anybody. I thought, you know, Clowney had some big putbacks, and we played well. They played well together.
Certainly was a special night last week as Alabama clinched the SEC championship with the overtime win against Auburn. Why don't we go to the Yellowhammer Brewing Hotline? Tonight's first question is brought to you by Alabama 811. You can always contact 811 before you dig to know what's below. Call 811 or visit al811.com. And with the first call tonight, let's go down to Grand Bay, Alabama, where Pee Wee joins us now. Roll Tide, Pee Wee.
Roll Tide, Roger. Coach, how are you doing, sir?
Pee-wee, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Coach. I wanted to congratulate everybody that was on the postseason awards that were announced today. I think we had three on the all-freshman team, and there was one or two more in there. But the question I wanted to ask was, during the game against A&M, and I've seen this more and more over the course of the year, where a player is dribbling down court, having a defender on their back, and then all of a sudden just locking up their movement like they're brake checking on the interstate to get the foul. And to me, that seems like that's not a fair thing because, you know, there's no way to control that unless you're just going to trail them, you know, two or three steps behind. And I'm just wondering if sometime in the future if that may be addressed in the rule stuff at the beginning of the year.
You know what? It actually was addressed a few years ago, maybe longer than a few. It was supposed to no longer be called a defensive foul. And if you actually went out of your way on offense to cut in front of the defender who's running a straight line to create the contact, it was actually supposed to be an offensive foul. It seems like, you know, when they make that rule adjustment, you know, they emphasize it for a year or two and then they kind of forget a little bit. So, you know, I wonder if it'll be on the emphasis points for next year. But, you know, I mean, guys do it to us. Some of our guys do it, too, to be honest with you. Some of our guys do it a little bit in ball screens when their man gets behind them. But, yeah, I mean, it's a good evaluation. And when you bring it up, I remember when they actually changed that rule, and I can't remember how long ago it was. So it has been thought of and addressed, and maybe it'll be a point of emphasis moving forward. But, yeah, it was a good day for us. As far as SEC awards go, and we had six players get an SEC award. I think it's the most in program history for 1 year. You know, Brandon's the first freshman to win Freshman of the Year and Player of the Year since Anthony Davis, so that's pretty good company. Yeah, you give him a round of applause. It's great that he was recognized on that, you know, and then he was joined on the all-freshman team by Jaden Bradley and Noah Clowney. You know, all three of those guys have been starters for us and played great for us through the course of the year. Yeah, and then Mark Sears was second team. You know, obviously Brandon was first team being player of the year. Mark was second team. He's been great, really big for us all year. Charles Bediaco was on the all-defensive team. And then Javon Quinterly, for the first time in school history, we got a sixth man of the year. So, you know, those six guys all deserve the awards. I was happy for them. You know, we kind of have a saying in our program, when the tide rises, all the boats rise. You know, we had a good year. We won. When you win, you get rewarded, and our guys were all rewarded pretty well there.
Were you guys together? Was it practice time or meeting time when those awards were announced?
No, it was after practice was over, so we haven't even been together as a team since then, but I'm sure they all know.
Well, before we get a break, how has practice been since the Texas A&M game?
I mean, we gave them yesterday off. We went today. Today was a lot of skill, just kind of getting back to us being good at who we are. You know, we got a lot of shooting up, but we didn't. Kind of opted not to do a cleanup on the A&M game. We just kind of got them in, went right to the practice floor. You know, if we play them again, we'll clean up that, kind of show them. We'll show, you know, we put the cleanup out there for them to look at individually, and we'll kind of went through some guys individually. I didn't want to make it too negative. We had a great year. It's a new season. You know, we got to get our minds right. We got to get back playing well, shooting the ball well, get our energy back right. So thought today's practice was good. We're going to do something similar tomorrow, a lot of skill work, and we're not really going to focus in too much on either of the two teams that we're going to play until Wednesday. We'll kind of take one Wednesday, one Thursday, and you're kind of doing more game prep. You know, today and tomorrow will be more focused on us and just getting us better.
Crimson Tide, the 2023 SEC regular season champions. We'll continue with Coach Oates coming up in a moment as we preview the SEC tournament coming up later this week in Nashville. You're listening to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Back with more in just a moment. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Tide fans, Golden Flake Snacks have been a proud partner with the Tide family for 65 years. The South's original potato chip, Golden Flake Snacks are delicious fan favorites because they're crafted from traditional Southern recipes. From crisp, perfectly flavored potato chips to light and airy pork rinds and fluffy, cheesy cheese puffs, Golden Flake Snacks are a winning combination with Alabama basketball. Share Golden Flake Snacks with your Tide family and friends. Simple Southern goodness. That's Golden Flake.
The way we do work has changed. Where we work, how we work, and the day-to-day challenges we face as businesses have evolved. As organizations continue to adapt, RJ Young is here to help. We're your one stop for technology solutions that power your business. Whether it's office technology and equipment, managed IT services, business process outsourcing, or digital communications, we can help make your workflows easier, faster, and more efficient so your team can focus on the core of your business. To learn more about what RJ Young can do for you, visit themodernoffice.com.
Communities don't just happen. They're built by people. From the big moments to the small acts of kindness. It's the authentic connections we make that define us. At Alpha Insurance, we know that every day you're building things that are worth protecting. Because for us, this is more than coverage. It's who we are. Alpha Insurance, building tomorrow together.
In SEC sports, the ifs come at you every minute. What if your QB had released the ball a second earlier? What if the head coach hadn't used his last timeout? What if your team goes all the way this season? If you love the tradition, if you live for the rivalry, if you can't wait each week for the absolute edge of your seat action, Regions is right there with you as the official bank of the SEC.
Regions can't help you with the ifs in sports. Regions helps you embrace the if in life.
Member FDIC.
Yellowhammer Brewing is proud to sponsor the Alabama Crimson Tide. Yellowhammer Brewing has been crafting fine beers for the state of Alabama for 12 years running. Their beers include a variety of classic styles, including their latest release, Yellowhammer Gold, a light, easy-drinking American lager. These guys are local and doing great things for their community. You can find their beers at grocery stores, restaurants, and craft beer shops throughout the state. Check them out at yellowhammerbrewing.com. Make your next pint of Yellowhammer and Roll Tide.
Clowney looking left, trying to get it to Miller, but he's being held. Clowney pivots, picks it up, hands it off left side. The drive, the reverse, counted, and the foul.
Our visit with Nate Oates is presented by CBNS Bank. You can bank anywhere at any time with CBNS Bank's digital solutions. Managing your finances has never been so easy. Roger Hoover continuing our conversation with Crimson Tide head coach Nate Oates. And Alabama, of course, wins the SEC championship. Now we're thinking about the Southeastern Conference with a tournament coming up this week in Nashville. And I'm just kind of curious, not asking you how many teams deserve an NCAA tournament bid or anything like that, but just how did you feel the league was strong this year? How strong was the league in your fourth season here?
I mean, it was pretty balanced, you know, like, you know, to see what Texas A&M was able to do, you know, and they played well. But, you know, different teams went on different runs. You know, some of the teams that had really good non-conference records came in and then struggled in the league a little bit, just kind of show you how deep it was. And some of the teams that had some better talent, you know, ended up finishing middle of the pack. So, it was, you know, one of those deals where Tennessee, I think, is still, third maybe in the net, I think, if I saw that today, you know, and they're the fifth seed. So they're the third in the net and in the country, but they're the fifth seed in the SEC tournament. So that kind of tells you what kind of balance we have. You know, I think when you look at some of the seeds in the SEC tournament and who's in the, you know, look at Luke, who's 5 through 9, 5 through 10 in there, and look at those. I mean, we've got a good chance to put a really good amount of teams in the NCAA tournament, and some of them I think have a chance to make a run too.
It's exciting. We get to go to Nashville this week. Of course, Crimson Tide 2 years ago in Nashville won the SEC tournament, and it's a similar situation for Alabama. You earn the double bye. You start play on Friday. What's the key to winning in a tournament like this where you're playing back-to-back-to-back, hopefully?
Yeah, I mean, you got to have some depth in order to win the whole thing, because you got to play 3 straight games. You got to have multiple scoring options. You can't expect one guy to carry you every night for 3 straight games. You got to have a solid defense, because you're not going to be able to, you know, just catch fire for every game offensively. So, you know, our defense has been good. I think we're 3rd in the country right now in defensive efficiency. That's exactly where we were 2 years ago when we won it. And it obviously helped to make some shots, but I think we can still win even when we're not making shots. But the stuff you can control a little bit more of, your effort, your defense, your rebounding, you know, that stuff you got to be elite at. And we've been pretty good at most of that stuff all year.
When you look back at some of the last few games, what do you see in the 3-point shots Alabama's taking? Are you liking some of the open looks Alabama's getting?
Yeah, I think early some guys are maybe forcing the issue a little bit, but, you know, we had a lot of good looks. We just missed them. We got guys getting in the gym, you know, make sure their legs are back up under them. You know, we played at 11 o'clock Saturday, game Sunday off, so we almost had 48 hours before we got back in the gym. You know, and then we did a lot of shooting today. We'll do a lot of shooting tomorrow, and just make sure we're taking good shots. And, you know, you can't rely on just making shots to win. You know, as poorly as we shot it, we were still up 3 late in that game against A&M. If we could have taken care of the ball a little bit better, not turned it over, some of the turnovers we had, did a little bit better job defensively, quit fouling them. You know, we put them to the free throw line too much. There's other stuff that we could control a lot better that we didn't do a good enough job to win that game. So whether we make or miss shots, obviously making shots helps you win games, but I still think you can win games even if you're not, you know, on fire in a particular game.
How about getting downhill and getting to the free throw line? What are you seeing there?
Yeah, I mean, we're one of the better teams at getting the line, and I think, you know, we didn't do a great job over it against A&M. They've got that defense. That's a hard game to go into with little prep. You know, we played Wednesday instead of Tuesday going in that game. We had the overtime game, so we were tired We didn't really practice Thursday. We kind of got them in, didn't do a whole lot other than shoot. So we really just had Friday's practice, get ready for it. Not that that's an excuse, but, you know, they play so much different defensively, and, you know, they kind of keep you off balance a little bit. I thought, you know, that kind of messed with us a little bit. And we haven't had very good starts. We've been playing down double digits in the first half the last four games. So we got to do a better job getting off to a better start. You know, I think that's on both sides of the ball.
We talked about cutting down the nets last week and how special that was in front of the fans at Coleman Coliseum. How about for you? You wouldn't climb atop the ladder until your daughters were there with you. What'd that mean to have them with you for that moment?
Yeah, Burrell's over there right now. She's got the picture.
Hanging out with Perk.
She's got that picture as her wallpaper picture on her phone. So it motivated me. I changed my wallpaper picture to it. So that was pretty cool.
It's going to be a good luck charm.
Yeah, no, it was the first time we won it. 2 years ago, there wasn't enough pieces of the net for them at the end, and they had done it at Buffalo, so Jossie was all upset that, you know, we got to cut it at Buffalo. We didn't get to cut it here. So I think there was two strands left to cut. There was four of us. So I said, you two take one, and me and Brielle take the next one. So that was pretty cool. It's nice to have your girls be able to be involved. They'll be up there in Nashville with us for the SEC tournament, too.
Do you have all the pieces of all the nets throughout your career in one spot in your office?
I don't in one. I need two probably, but I've got different ones, different places. So yeah, I should probably start labeling them.
Yeah. And they could run together at some point.
You know, you forget what one's what.
Well, hopefully you add another one coming up this Sunday. We wish you and the Crimson Tide the best of luck. Just thank you so much for joining us tonight. Roll Tide, Coach.
Appreciate it, Roger. Roll Tide.
That's the head coach of the SEC champion, Alabama Crimson Tide, Nate Oates. Best of luck to the Crimson Tide in the SEC tournament this week in Nashville. We continue on Hey Coach. It's presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. And before we go to break, we have to say a huge thank you to Onward Reserve. They are the official apparel provider of the Crimson Tide Sports Network for all the great gear this season. Visit OnwardReserve.com for all of your golf and game day apparel. Live authentically with Onward Reserve. When we come back, we'll preview a busy week of Alabama athletics coming up here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Trustmark is the bank that fits you to a
T.
You can bank right on your phone or
tablet
with the My Trustmark app. Our mortgage lenders will help you buy your dream
two-story Tudor.
And Trustmark Tailored Wealth offers
tried and true
advice that makes
transforming
your future a piece of
toast.
Nice. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Trustmark. People you trust, advice that works. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At My Eye Doctor, we would never think of getting between you and your screen, except with blue light lenses. Eye strain can happen by spending hours and hours with devices, texting, gaming, binging. Our lens solutions can help minimize the stress and strain of harmful blue light. We welcome all insurances. Eye care and eyewear are better together at My Eye Doctor, Doctors of Optometry. Schedule an appointment today at myeyedr.com.
Well, folks, this is going to be a good one as our drivers get ready to try the new Toyota from the 2023 lineup. And they're off!
The Ready, Set, Go event now through April 4th. Toyota, let's go places. Get 2.9% APR for 36 months on a new 2023 Toyota RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Offer valid through April 4th, 2023. Zero down for well-qualified buyers with approved credit and financing through Southeast Toyota Finance. $29.04 monthly payment for every $1,000 financed. Excludes tax, tag, registration, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
What's on tap next for Bama is presented by Bud Light. Bud Light is a proud sponsor of Alabama Athletics. Roll Tide with Bud Light. Well, we're going to be busy here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network this week. Starting tomorrow, the baseball team will leave Tuscaloosa for the first time this season. The Crimson Tide will be on the road at Samford at 6 p.m. Alabama is a perfect 12-0 to start the season. Alabama is the only undefeated SEC team so far in the talent-rich sport of baseball. So good luck to Coach Mahana and the Crimson Tide at Samford tomorrow at 6. Also tomorrow at 6 p.m. here on campus, we will have Alabama softball against Western Michigan. And then on Wednesday, the baseball team's back at home at 6 p.m. against Alabama State. Softball team, I guess we're flip-flopping. The softball team will be in Birmingham on Wednesday. They will be taking on UAB at 6 p.m. Then Friday to Sunday, we're hoping for a very long run for the Alabama men's basketball team at the SEC tournament. And all the games, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday that Alabama could play in, will start at noon. That means our radio coverage across the network will begin at 11 a.m. for each of those games coming up. And then the baseball team will be against Columbia. 6-2-1 from Friday to Saturday to Sunday, the softball team at the Bevo Classic in Austin, Texas. If you missed any portion of tonight's show, you can always catch it on demand on our Alabama Insider podcast. Download and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. That does it for tonight's Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. Good night from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Tom Stein and Ethan Carabin here at Baumhauer's. Jerry Kelly back at O'Leary Field Studios, plus Ella Burgess, Ashley Johnson, and Nate Oz. Roger Hoover saying goodnight. Roll Tide.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, Hey Coach has been presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Also brought to you in part by Ford. Visit buyfordnow.com or your local Ford dealer and score a Ford SUV today. Coke Zero Sugar. Zero sugar and refreshingly delicious. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. And by Bud Light, it's for the fans. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.